Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. Show is about whatever you call in for. Of course, we've got other things we'll get to eventually if we run out of calls, but in the meantime, we go to your call. Ziggy is on the line in the UK on the AMP line. Hello, Zig.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I have a story to tell you.
Okay.
3 months ago, I was asked to join a campaign group which was libertarian-leaning.
Gotcha.
And I decided, you know, the guy who was creating this group was a heavyweight politico here.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided, sure, it sounded like a good opportunity that, you know, we could get libertarianism, you know, taken seriously. And he was campaigning for small. He was going to campaign for smaller government, lower taxes, etc., etc. But when it came to personal freedom, he was only prepared to campaign on the smoking ban, making sure that we still have 24-hour drinking, and liberalizing gambling laws. These happened to be his interests, by the way.
Of course.
And I brought up the subject of, you know, marijuana. I said, look, you know, you're never going to be libertarian enough unless at least you call for the legalization of marijuana.
Not unreasonable. I mean, it's not like you were calling for all drugs to be re-legalized. You just focused on marijuana, and I'm sure that's relatively popular up there in the UK.
Yeah, and there is leverage for it, believe me. Because this was a campaign group within a political, to redirect a political party here. And that political party is the only political party which does support at least the decriminalization of marijuana.
So what did this guy say when you brought that up?
Well, he said I kept lobbying him, and Gavin's involved with this as well. And eventually, he just said, I'm not going to do it. And I said, fine, I'm walking away, which is surprising, because I'm usually one of the most pragmatic and,
I'm glad you did that, Ziggy, because you've got to put your foot down at some point, or these politicians aren't going to learn anything new.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, the thing is, politicians will tell you something in private, but they lose their bottle in public.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've got a confession to make. You remember that non-compliance essay which you got sent?
Vaguely. Sorry.
I was the one who wrote it.
Okay.
Which I apologize for, because I've now learnt the hard way that basically it's, you know, politicians they just play games. They won't stand for principle. Very few. Funny enough, the ones here, which I could compare with Ron Paul, are actually the socialist ones who will not back down from socialist principle. And
good for them.
Not that
I support socialist principle, but I mean, good for them on not backing down from
principle is. They won't back down. And, you know, I said, then this guy got really, really authoritarian with me about the media coverage. And I said, hang on a moment. Didn't you learn anything from the Ron Paul campaign? There was no central control. People just went out and did things. Leave people alone, and they will spread the word for you.
Right, if you've got a word that's worth spreading.
He is a professional spin doctor, so he's fretting all the time about how the media is going to perceive us.
Total politician. That's what politicians are all about. They're all about their appearance.
I'm a nonconformist. He's a suit. And I thought, nah. Sorry, in the end, I thought, that's too much of a clash of cultures. Bye. I'm probably going to go off and, join the Free State Project.
Well, you know what? It's never too late to join the Free State Project, that is for sure. We'd love to have you.
Yeah.
Of course, the whole migrating thing is definitely an issue for folks over in other countries. But, hey, if you can manage to get here, I think that'd be fantastic. And, you know, this is what politicians do. I mean, they're just dogs.
The thing is, the party I belong to says it wants to be radical and anti-establishment. But the only thing I can think about them being anti-establishment is, you know, the politicians wear yellow ties, not blue and red.
That's about it. Sounds about right, Zig. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. I had a similar encounter with a politician here in New Hampshire. I described it, I think, recently on the program. This guy claims to be for the free market, and so I cornered him at a recent event. Now, I didn't go to a political event. He was at an event that was not particularly political. And I cornered him and started asking him questions and having a discussion with him. And basically got him to admit that he's not really for the free market because he's not for the freedom to be able to sell drugs. And if you want a free market, you have to be able to sell products, or you have to allow people to sell products and services that you yourself would never have an interest in purchasing, or you yourself have an objection to. That's what freedom is all about. It's about allowing your neighbors to make their own choices for themselves so you can be free to make your own choices for yourself. But this guy didn't want to allow anything like that, and so I told him, well, you know, you're not going to get my support.
That's, I mean, it's something you have to expect from politicians, that they're going to lie and they're going to try to make themselves sound good to you. So if they know you're somebody who cares about liberty and freedom, they're going to try to make themselves sound like they'd be a good choice for you to vote for. But quite oftentimes that's not true. And I think it's most harmful when you have somebody who is at least they're using rhetoric that says that they're in support of freedom and liberty and a free market. Which is what the Republicans do quite commonly, and they're not. I think that's the most damaging because it confuses people. They hear politicians saying one thing, and then they see them doing something else, and it's gotten to the point where I've heard criticisms where people don't even understand what a free market is. I don't think most Americans do. They think that what the Republicans have been doing is a free market because the Republicans say it is. Well, no, it's not.
Yeah, this isn't a free market. It's not even close. As long as you've got government regulating, government controlling, government setting rules for industry and business, you don't have a free market. And you're absolutely right about how these people work. They say one thing and then they do something else. But yet what's most amazing, Nick, is that people continue to fall for it. Election season after election season, politician after politician. They believe that just because it's a new politician means that all of a sudden they should believe what the guy says?
That's unfortunately, people seem to have a really... Either they're naive or they've just given up on actually trying to change anything significant, because it seems like people would pick up on the fact that year after year, politicians come out and they promise change.
Right.
And then you get the same big government, big spending, deficit,
you'd think they'd figure
higher
it out,
taxes,
but...
and more war. And you think they could figure that out. But for some reason, it at least seems like many people... At least many people who vote are duped into actually believing what they're told by the politicians year after year. And it's pretty much, it's almost like a record that's skipping. It's just
it
the
is.
Same tune over and
it's
over.
It's so bewildering to me. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Cliff in Florida, also on the AMP lines. Hello, Cliff.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind, Cliff?
All right, on my mind is marketing for Free Talk Live. I'm to the point where I realize that basically I have to do something. I can't just, you know, keep sitting on my butt every night and listen to you guys and see what you guys are doing.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm not saying this just to, you know, to make you guys feel good, because there's a selfish interest in this, in the sense that I like what you guys are saying and I want a lot more people to hear this.
Well, that's sort of the whole idea behind the Free Talk Live AMP program, is giving people the opportunity to help us leverage other technologies and marketing and things like that to bring more stations, radio stations on board, to bring more internet listeners to the show. So, as you say, you can selfishly promote the ideas of liberty. So, hopefully, in the future, we'll actually have liberty in our lifetime instead of continuing to do the same old thing, like Nick's talking about, every 4 years voting for these jackball politicians.
Well, I've come up with a way to make it even easier than that. Because I think one of the things that happens is once you tell people, okay, get up and donate $3 or whatever else, they're so used to not donating at this point that most of them are not going to. So here's something that I think most people can do wherever they live, and wherever they live, they'll make a big impact on it.
Okay.
I used to be a mortgage broker, and one of the things that we used to use to get calls, forget about actually getting people to do loans, but just to get calls, is we used to get decals. They're magnetic decals. You make them with your logo, et cetera, with whatever you want to put on it, with your phone number, and you stick it to your car door. Now, it's better than just putting the regular sticky on it, because obviously you can just take it off whenever you get to your destination.
Sure.
And so from leaving your house to going to work, from leaving your house to going to dropping your kids off at school, from leaving your house to go to the supermarket or whatever else, if someone had just the logo of Free Talk Live on the side of their car with the website, or if they know that there's local station playing it, what the local station is and what time it plays.
Yeah, you know what you can do is go to promote.freetalklive.com and you'll find vector graphics of our logo that you can use for any sort of purposes like that. I think it's a great idea, and I thank you, Cliff, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231.
So, my diet's progressing along. If you hadn't heard, many of my pants have ceased to fit, so I'm trying to take off 10 or 15 pounds. Going on diets isn't easy for me. If I try to skip a meal, I freak out. I swear it's some kind of blood sugar problem. And if I try to take any kind of stimulant, I freak out. This makes most diets and diet supplements unacceptable. But I've found a solution. Dex-C20. Dex-C20 is all natural. It doesn't have any stimulants. I just take it and go. I don't try to forbid myself any food. I haven't changed my exercise patterns, and I'm still losing weight. More than 4 pounds at last count. Dex-C20 is a two-pronged attack on fat. It's an appetite suppressant, and it reduces fat cell division and the resulting fat storage. You can find Dex-C20 at most drugstores like Walgreens, CVS, or GNC. Pick up a bottle of Dex-C20 in the gold box today, or just go to diet.freetalklive.com and start losing weight the easy way. Don't freak out. Take Dex-C20.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon holes for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And that again, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free. So enjoy those, including the live streams. Got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both are free for you. So enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Sickles employees are trained to resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. Sickles CAI. Check out their banner right at the top of our website at freetalklive.com. That again, our friends over at Sickles CAI. As we continue here, your calls are primary if you make them, but in the meantime, we'll talk about what I mentioned at the very beginning of the program, and that is, Nick, you've got a story about the founder of the Libertarian Party and his thoughts on Bob Barr, who is, in case you don't know, the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate, though I think his article actually addresses that it's kind of hard to figure out that he's the Libertarian Party presidential candidate. Go ahead with the story.
It does. Well, this is from Ernest Hancock at ErnestHancock.com, but the letter is actually from David Nolan, who was, if people are familiar with the Nolan chart, that's the world's smallest political quiz type chart that you do to figure out where you fall on the political spectrum. And it kind of did away with the idea of a linear left-right political ideology.
You can take that quiz at quiz.freetalklive.com, by the way.
Yeah, it's a great quiz to figure out where you lie, basically ideologically. But David Nolan was writing to Bob Barr's campaign manager, Russ Verney, and this is what he had to say. Dear Mr. Verney, yesterday I received a fundraising appeal from you that quotes a news release concerning Bob Barr's remarks on the bailout from hell. That would be Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Mm-hmm.
The first sentence reads as follows. Today on Fox News, former Congressman Bob Barr called the taxpayer bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac a buyout from hell.
So now, wait, this was a press release from the Bob Barr campaign?
Yes.
Okay.
And they refer to him as former Congressman Bob
see,
Barr.
I could understand. I would understand if it was Fox News that was referring to him as the former congressman, because they obviously want to keep libertarians out of the media as much as possible.
I did watch the interview. I've seen this, and they do refer to him as Congressman Bob Barr.
Right.
But and they also do make reference to the fact he's running for the Libertarian Party. But Bob Barr doesn't actually work that in very well, and he doesn't address the issue of what created the mess in the first place. But I'll go on with what David Nolan was saying. Former Congressman Bob Barr? Shouldn't that be Libertarian Party presidential candidate Bob Barr? I find it odd and dismaying that Mr. Barr's party affiliation is nowhere mentioned in this release. The word libertarian is also conspicuously missing from the Barr 08 website, the campaign brochure, the bumper sticker, and virtually all campaign material.
Wow.
Which is true because I've received mailings and things.
Yeah.
It's hard
Bar
to tell.
08, right?
Right. If I didn't know ahead of time, I might not know who he is running with. And David Nolan asks, why is this? Is Mr. Barr trying to hide his party affiliation? A lot of longtime libertarian activists, myself included, find this pattern very disturbing. And that's one reason why you have yet to raise even $1 million. Which, yeah, the Barr campaign is not raising money well at all. If you want to inspire the party activists, I earnestly urge you to start using the L word a lot. Put libertarian in large letters in that blank space at the top of the website. Use it in every news release. Print out campaign brochures that feature the party's
name.
Yeah,
but that's not going to do anything. I mean, that's not going to do it. Because just because he plasters the word libertarian on his press releases or his website, which he's not even doing, but if he were to start doing that, any libertarian worth their salt is going to look into what this guy actually has to say. And when you do that, you find out he's not a libertarian, though I guess he's kind of the neo-libertarian, this new animal that doesn't actually believe in liberty, but it believes in compromise and pragmatism and nothing in it whatsoever resembling being principled.
No, I mean, the thing about this interview that he was doing, what threw me was not that he didn't identify more with the word libertarian. It was that he just wasn't addressing the reasons that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac had grown so big. He was saying, well, the government, he wasn't a big fan of the takeover, but he was saying, well, it'd be okay if we made some temporary capital available, as long as they're going to privatize these agencies afterwards. And it just, it didn't resonate at all as a libertarian economic viewpoint. And even if he had said, okay, well, maybe we could extend some temporary money to them from the government, which wouldn't be very libertarian at all, he could have explained how the government's implied guarantee of these companies and the Federal Reserve created the problem of loose credit and, you know, mortgage lenders that were too big to fail. Those are of the government's making, and
right.
It's not very hard to explain that. But he wasn't really interested in that. He talks like a politician.
Yeah, what I've seen from Bob Barr on his few TV appearances he's had that I've seen, normally they pop up on like the Lou Rockwell blog and I'll see them there. But from what I've seen so far, whenever Bob Barr appears on national television, it seems to me like he's promoting Bob Barr. That's kind of the message I've gotten from him is, I'm Bob Barr, former congressman, and, you know, he beats around the bush on the issues. He doesn't come, as you're saying, he doesn't come down with a real clear pro-liberty position on anything, and he just promotes Bob Barr. Whereas somebody like a Harry Brown or a Michael Badnarik, two of the past, the most recent libertarian presidential candidates, they were all about the message. They were, I mean, certainly they wanted people to know who they were and their websites and everything like that, but they were all about getting the message of liberty out there, a principled, understandable, well-communicated message that is distinct, something that people who are paying attention, their ears are going to perk up. They're going to say, wow, that sounds like something different. Sounds like something worth listening to. But when you hear Bob Barr prattle on, it's just another politician stroking himself and trying to get people to vote for him because he's Bob Barr, not because he's anything that has to do with principled.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem is really, I think it was a very bad choice to look to somebody who was a career politician. That's not a good pool to draw on. I think you're going to be a lot better off if you go with somebody who actually has been in the libertarian movement and actually has espoused libertarian ideas in a principled way,
mm-hmm.
maybe for more than a year or two. That might be a good idea if you're going to nominate somebody to represent your party in the race for president. Maybe they should have been involved with the movement for more than 1 or 2 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, the people like you and myself are not the people that are involved in the Libertarian Party because those people, they don't care about that stuff. All they appear to care about is getting a bunch of votes, and that should not, in my opinion, be the focus of a Libertarian presidential campaign. The focus should be education and alerting people to this message so they can go and find out more. Whether they vote for us or not isn't really them. I shouldn't say us because I'm no longer a member of the Libertarian Party because of crap like this. I've quit and I'm focusing now on market-based activism, and good luck to those libertarians because I don't think it's not the party I used to be part of.
You know, I haven't given up on the Libertarian Party completely in the sense that I think the Politicos have taken over the National Libertarian Party. That's pretty much gone. I think there are a lot of very principled people that are trying to get the message out in state and local races. And it is even possible, I think, for a principled person to win a lower level race.
That's
like
possible,
that.
Yeah.
So I think working on the state level, there's something to be said for that. But as for the national party,
I believe
I'm pretty disgusted.
The New Hampshire Libertarian Party actually separated itself. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Cal Bend Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-4147. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-322-4147. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-322-4147.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI, toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the bulletin board system. We've got over 395,000 posts. There's an awful lot to talk about there. Everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And in Chapter 6, Subterranean, Tad Galahad goes to hell. In hell, he finds nanobots, killbots, sexbots, supermodel clones, immortality, and a rocket ride off this pale blue dot. Go to freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com as we go to your calls about what you want. Lucas in Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nick.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Lucas, what's on your mind?
I just want to say goodbye because tonight at 3 a.m. or midnight, if you have that silly habit of living 3 hours in the past like everyone in California seems to have, the Large Hadron Collider will be activated, thus ending the world.
Oh, yeah.
And I know this, and I know this, because like everyone else who knows this, I've done zero research into this.
So now this is the thing that somebody called about the other week where the suggestion is that some people believe that this Hadron Collider may create little black holes that will then grow at an incredibly fast rate and consume the entirety of the Earth within a matter of minutes or something like
yes,
that.
Yes,
right?
But that's not my scenario. No. I have two scenarios and one my friend gave me.
Okay, go ahead.
The first scenario is the half-life scenario. There is a resonance cascade. Earth is linked to the border world Zen. Aliens come in, but I think we could probably fight them off because we got enough crowbars.
Right on.
The doom scenario, where the Large Hadron Collider drives a hole into space hell, that is, the hell of space, releasing hordes of demons upon the galaxy, and we just don't have enough space marines to kill them all. And my friend's was crisis scenario, where we fight a bunch of guys, then halfway through, aliens come in, and it makes life boring.
Yeah, you know, I haven't played the Crysis game, so I can't really relate to that. And the new Doom game, I don't know too much about, but I am a fan of the old Doom. I do love that. Is one of my still, I think, one of my favorite. There you go, Doom music just for you. Thanks for the call, Lucas. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Yeah, interesting. I didn't know that was going to be turned on tonight. The Large Hadron Collider. The world's not going to end, Nick. It's not 2012 yet.
That much is true. I've heard that the scientists, and I don't know too much about it, the radiation that they were worried about caused that from the particle collisions, mm-hmm. people were worried that it could create this chain reaction that would destroy the Earth. From what I hear, there's cosmic background radiation that's, we're not exposed to very much of it, but those cosmic rays do go through the Earth and actually cause a similar reaction.
Like X-rays or something?
Right,
like that.
Yeah. They're actually destroying particles every so often, a particle here or there, and it doesn't blow up the world. So I think we'll be okay,
hopefully,
in all seriousness.
Right, hopefully this won't be the last episode of Free Talk Live. But
if not, I think we'll all be dead, right?
Yeah, so. And it will be. I imagine it'll be quick. Well, maybe we won't be dead. Maybe the black hole will, again, as he's pointing out, take everyone into an alternate dimension or something like that.
Yeah, I think you get ripped apart before you actually go into the black hole.
Darn it. It
might take your atoms into an alternate dimension.
Well, I mean, what about your consciousness? What is consciousness? I mean, is it possible that your consciousness could survive and you could manifest yourself in some other form when you get out on the other side?
I think that's getting into the area of religion.
Yeah, now we're in the world of metaphysics.
If you go with the scientific view of things, probably not.
We continue with your calls. Ken is on the line in California. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ken.
Hey, guys. Good evening.
What's on your mind?
I just got done talking to my Congress critter's office. And not a happy camper. I'm just finding out how much the Constitution does not mean to these people.
Hmm.
You know, I've been fighting with them for 5.5 years, and the subject matter would be the Federal Communications Commission.
Really?
And yeah, and they basically just absconded for 5.5 years, and I asked, well, can I get a status or something? Oh, well, it's closed. Can I get a copy of the document? Well, they're in D.C., and then I call back. I waited a month. I call today, and I talk to the same pleasant 3 people staff he has in his office.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I got to the point where I'm sick of hearing the crap and lies, and I'm like, okay, what if I just come down with a video crew and you tell it to them? And they're like,
well,
you
they
do that,
like
you'll
that.
Be arrested.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, and I said, what happened to the First Amendment?
What's that?
Yeah, what is that? It's that thing that GW calls a GD piece of paper.
Yeah, you can guarantee they haven't read it.
Yeah, well, this particular congressman was under investigation, and somehow that got dropped all of a sudden. So,
I love the idea of cameras. I think we need more cameras. I think liberty activists need to have every liberty activist needs to have a camera if they can afford it. And there's no reason why if you work a regular job you couldn't afford it, because the digital video cameras are so cheap now. You can get entry level cheapy models for under $100.
Oh, I've got a camera. That's not the problem.
Yeah.
Problem is, I was instructed that if I come down there with a camera, I'd be arrested.
Right. Well, you know, it's easy for them to say stuff like that, but
you'll also have a camera. So
right.
Yeah. How could I be arrested? What about free speech and stuff for disrupting our office or whatever, or disturbing the peace or whatever the term was? And
well, I mean, you could go down there and you could go and bring the camera in there and ask some questions, and they could certainly refuse to answer your questions, and then eventually they could get fed up and they could call the cops, and odds are good the cops are going to side with the bureaucrats, and so therefore they're going to order you to leave, and if you don't leave, then you'll probably, you know.
Well, at that point, if I was being ordered to leave, I would just video it as I'm leaving, say,
yeah.
Hey, no problem, I'm out of here,
that's
but
what you should
believe
do.
Me, this is going on the Internet.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think it's a great idea, and I think there needs to be more things like that happening. Though, don't do it alone. I don't know if you have anybody out there that can help you out.
Yeah, I would take a bunch of people with me if I do that, because
yeah.
I don't exactly relish the fact of being bent up like a pretzel, considering I have
right.
You know, severe bad back and stuff like that.
Yeah, you just can't go this alone. I mean, I understand that it makes sense for people to make a stand. I like the idea of making a stand and standing up for your beliefs and liberty and all that in the face of this adversary that we have, these government people. But if you're doing it and nobody knows you're doing it, then you're not really getting anything done. If you do it and they snatch your tape away from you, then no one ever knows you were really even there. But if
right.
you're there and there's other people there and there's 2 cameras or 3 cameras, then it gets to the point where the cops are outnumbered. They couldn't possibly dominate all of you at the same time, so someone's going to get out of there with the video footage, and that's why having numbers on your side is really critical. And again, one of the reasons why I think the New Hampshire Free State Project is such a success so far and will be such a greater success on into the future is because we need more of this stuff, and we got to get together with other like-minded people, because if we don't stand together, surely we will fall separately. I think that's a paraphrase of
right.
a famous quote.
Well, anyway, the point is I've been treated nothing but rudely. Even the first call I made to the congressman's office, I was very pleasant to him. I said, hey, look, I'm not quite politically correct. However, I'm upset. I'm a constituent. Here's the deal. What are you going to do for me? Well, I waited and I waited and I waited. I sent them documents. They said they sent me stuff back, which they never did. Mm. And I go, prove it. where's the signed receipt that I received it?
Yeah, they don't operate that way.
Right,
they don't really care about what you think because he's already been elected.
That out.
Right,
I'm getting an education.
Sure. And the reason why is because he's been elected. And it goes back to what we were talking about earlier with the gentleman that called, I think it was Ziggy, talking about politicians and how disgusted he is with them. They will talk to you, and they'll be very nice to you before they get elected. They'll be accessible. They'll answer your emails. They'll talk to you. But then once they get elected, then they're in, man. And they don't, you know, there's nothing that can, pretty much nothing that can get them out. Certainly your complaints aren't going
right,
to get
well,
them out.
Right. Well, this guy's a 30-plus year career politician. He's also, well, right. it's Representative Jerry Lewis, the 41st District of California is my guy. And he hasn't bothered. Sorry, somebody's knocking on the door and the dogs are going nuts.
Hopefully
but anyway, the. The thing is it's frustrating. You're supposed to get representation. I'm getting told I'm going to get arrested.
Well, it's a fantasy. I mean, the whole idea of representation, it's just you don't have to dig very far into the concept to understand how it couldn't possibly ever be true. I mean, we've got three people on the air right now, you, Nick, and myself, and inevitably we don't all agree on everything.
Right.
So how is it that one of us could elect, or how could we elect you to go represent us when Nick and I couldn't possibly agree on everything? There's no way you could represent the two of us and at the same time represent your own interests as well, which, of course, is all they're doing. They're only
right,
representing
exactly,
their
exactly.
own interests.
I told the office staff, I'm like, look, I know I don't have any money. I'm sorry I'm not one of the guy's friends,
yeah,
but
right?
I still
to you
need
then.
Service.
Thanks for the call, Ken. Appreciate right. it. Good luck out there. Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight, with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. Enjoy them on us. Now, again, freetalklive.com, and if you want to help support the show, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to Free Talk Live. Whatever you buy, new, used, anything, do your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. And Mark is on the amp line, even though he's not an amplifier. Mark.
Yeah, well, I do my part.
That's true. You do. In fact, you're here to do a part tonight, so what's up?
Yeah, well, I had to go down to Newark to pick my mom up, but I want to call in and do my little Dexy-20 read and let everybody know about the diet pills I've been taking recently. For probably the past month or so, I've been taking Dexy-20. I've lost 5 pounds, and I recommend it for anybody. It beats having
Oh, man. I don't know if Dexy-20 is going to appreciate that one. Cutting out in the middle of it. Mark, are you still there?
My cell phone connection isn't going that great.
So Dexy-20 actually makes it so, as I understand what you've been saying, it makes it so you don't want food as much, right? Is that one of the things it does?
Yeah, well, you know, your appetite just decreases. You know, I don't eat as much food as I used to.
And there's something else about the fat.
The portion size. So
what's the thing about the fat cells? How does that work?
You know, I haven't studied the science on it. Apparently, it keeps them from attaching to each other somehow, and that's probably for somebody who's a little more educated in the field than I am.
But, I imagine people can get more info at diet.freetalklive.com.
That much is true, and order pills.
There you go. All right, man.
All right.
Anything else you wanted to share? Any experiences down in New York City worth talking about?
No, the jumble of roads, trying to navigate that is always so difficult. Even with one of these little Magellan gizmos, it can still be a nightmare.
Yep, no doubt about it. All right, man, well, have a safe trip back, and we'll see you here tomorrow night. That's if the world doesn't end. We were informed that the Large Hadron Collider is going to be set off at midnight tonight, so there is a chance we might not ever see you again.
Little black holes everywhere.
Yeah, well, except they're supposed to get a lot bigger once they are little, then they don't stay little for very long. So this may be the last time
The little black holes, they all suck they suck each other together and then become a larger black hole, and then we're all, it's the beginning of the universe again?
Yeah, something like that. So if I don't see you tomorrow, it was nice knowing you.
Yeah, well, you know.
Have a good night, man.
Take it easy.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Hopefully we'll all wake up tomorrow and have a nice day.
It's not on the top of my list of concerns. I'm more worried about driving home tonight than
speaking of driving home tonight, luckily we aren't driving home, or you're not driving home in Canada. Now, Canada is not a place where you normally hear stories like the one I'm about to tell you. But sure enough, Canada.com is reporting here, the Montreal Gazette, roadside drug tests. Very invasive kinds of drug tests. Here's the story. Drivers who get behind the wheel while high on drugs will face roadside testing, and they could be ordered to surrender urine, blood, or saliva samples at the police station under a controversial new law that takes effect 1 week from today. So those of you that thought Canada was like a safe place to go to if you're looking to maybe use some drugs and not be harassed as much, that may used to have been the case with marijuana, for instance, but now it sounds like they're cracking down. I understand that they elected the so-called conservatives up there in Canada, and so this may be one of the results of that election. But here's the detail. Drivers who refuse to comply with the test, so if they demand blood from you and you don't give them your arm, then there will be a minimum of a $1,000 fine, the same penalty for refusing a breathalyzer.
That's almost like real money now, because their dollar sucks so bad.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. And $1,000 anywhere is a pretty big deal. Police will be given their new powers to nab drug-impaired drivers after almost 5 years of intense debate in Parliament. The law, passed this year after 3 failed attempts, has been lauded by law enforcement and other groups who say drug-impaired drivers are escaping unpunished at a time when their numbers are climbing. Love it, said Greg Thompson, a father from Kanata, Ontario, who predicted yesterday under the new testing that will deter people from driving under the influence of drugs, just as the breathalyzer test produced a drop in drunk driving. Thompson has been lobbying for a new law since 1999 when his son Stan and 4 of his high school friends were killed when a 17-year-old who'd been smoking marijuana attempted a highway pass that led to a pileup. You have to ask yourself, why is it that you don't hear more about these marijuana-related car accidents?
It's possible that they don't occur that frequently.
Yeah.
It is. I will grant that it is also possible that it can be harder to detect than alcohol.
Oh, and one of my listeners is making a point here, and I think it's a good one, that this is not just going to apply to people who are using drugs. It's going to apply to anybody that gets pulled over and the cop decides they want to take your blood from you. So it doesn't matter who you are. I mean, I suppose if you're driving a BMW or a Lexus or something like that, you'll probably be okay. But if you're just a regular person driving kind of an old, crappy car, they might pull you over, think you're a drug user, and demand your blood on the side of the road.
Well, what's the threshold amount here for them to determine whether you're under the influence of the drug?
That's a good question.
Trace amount in the blood? Is there a, 'cause there's a blood alcohol level that's considered legal.
Well,
is there a cutoff here?
Yeah, that's a good point, because as the article actually addresses it, these tests will be, if you're testing bodily fluids, you could detect marijuana that was smoked a month ago. You know, you could detect drugs that are not even necessarily active in the user's system. And, of course, this is going to be something that really affects marijuana users more so than anything else. As always, the war on drugs is really a war on marijuana users, because drugs like cocaine and LSD and other drugs, I don't know what all of the half-lives are on these drugs or whatever.
I believe cocaine is
3 days, I think.
3 days.
Yeah.
That's a urine test. Maybe a blood test is different. But many of the actual harder drugs that I think would be of more concern to people, with people driving on those substances, they're going to be out of your system relatively quickly.
Yep,
so they won't have to worry. Users of cocaine and probably amphetamines aren't going to have to worry as much as marijuana smokers are.
So true. Thompson, again, this guy had been lobbying for a long time. His son died in a car crash. Mothers Against Drunk Driving began pushing for changes to the criminal code, which outlaws drug-impaired driving, but until now has not included measures that allow police to order a battery of tests. The new law, however, has sparked warnings about potential court battles from critics who contend demanding bodily fluids is overly intrusive and scientifically unreliable in detecting drug impairment. The Civil Liberties Association up there said this is going to be challenged left and right, and it should be. Next Wednesday, drivers suspected of being high will be required to perform physical tests at the side of the road, such as walking a straight line. If they fail, they'll be sent to the police station for further testing by a trained drug recognition expert and will be forced to give blood, urine, or saliva samples if they flunk the second test as well. Critics say while there's a measurable link between blood alcohol levels and driving ability, research is lacking to equate drug quantity and impairment. In fact, there's actually research out there that shows that being high on marijuana can result in safer driving.
I have heard from police officers, even ones who are not in favor of necessarily decriminalizing marijuana, that they have, in all their years on the job, have never been to an accident where somebody was clearly was stoned that they knew of. But they've been to plenty of accidents that were alcohol related.
Right.
And these were cops that didn't want, their argument was they didn't want another legal. No,
yeah.
But they didn't want another legal drug that they had to contend with. But at least they would concede. That was their argument was people would use it more. But at least they could concede that, yeah, we really don't run into a lot of marijuana or other drug-related accidents.
If they did, they'd be all over the newspapers. Another stone driver causes a car wreck. You know, it'd be all over the place. They'd be bad-mouthing pot so much if that was involved in car wrecks. The last time I heard a story besides this particular story about the guy in Canada, and that was back in 1999 when that kid was killed, the last time I heard a story was about some bus driver that killed somebody or ran his bus into some. I forget there was an accident, and they found out the bus driver had been smoking marijuana. And of course, they focused on that in the article. But if you dug a little bit further, you found that the bus driver also had prescription narcotics in his system at the time. So he was popping pills and smoking marijuana. So
that would probably do it as far as comparing your driving ability. I'm not going to advise people that it's safe to drive under the influence of any substance that alters your motor function or anything like that. I mean, there might be studies that indicate that it's not as great a risk as drunk driving, but I would argue that you're much better off driving completely sober.
Certainly.
And avoiding any kind of
I don't think anyone would make any other claim, but that said, there are studies that show that certainly between alcohol and marijuana smokers far safer drivers. And I remember there was even a study, and I think it's referenced in Marijuana Myths, Marijuana Facts. It's a great book, by the way. I think that was done by the Australian Department of Transportation that actually found that stoned drivers drive a little better than sober drivers simply because they know they're impaired, unlike the drunk that thinks he's, I'm fine, just give me my keys. You know, the stoned driver knows they're impaired, so they compensate. They drive a little slower. They are a little more cautious as a result of that. Again, it's not across the board. Certainly somebody that smoked marijuana for the first time should definitely not get behind the wheel that particular night. More coming up. Hour 3's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. Each Chapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapterOne.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, ChapterOne.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
It's a fact.